Well, in case you missed it, a huge story emerged today. Leaked audio tape between key Turkish military and political leaders discussing plans to stage a false flag attack to launch the pretext for a war with Syria, using Al-Qaeda terrorists to attack a Turkish target, then blaming it on Syria as a pretext to invade. Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan admitted that the tape was genuine, said it was, quote, immoral, and then proceeded to block YouTube just as he had blocked Twitter the previous day. So, what was actually in this leaked audio tape? Well, you had political military leaders in Turkey discussing this attack on Süleyman Shah Tomb must be seen as an opportunity for us. Süleyman Shah Tomb is a site in Syria, but it's considered Turkish territory and is guarded by Turkish special forces. I'll make up a cause of war by ordering a missile attack on Turkey. This is a Turkish military leader speaking. We can also prepare an attack on Süleyman Shah Tomb if necessary. It's a direct cause of war. I mean, what we're going to do is a direct cause of war. And then they talk about they need hard power in the region to maintain their influence. So they're literally talking about launching missile attacks on a Turkish site, the Süleyman Shah Tomb and other Turkish sites, blaming Al-Qaeda. Another segment says, I'll send four men from Syria if that's what it takes. Later they talk about ISIL, Al-Qaeda in Syria. So they're talking about literally using Al-Qaeda terrorists as the scapegoat, launching the attack on the Turkish site themselves, and then blaming Syria as a pretext to invade Syria. So, this is a bombshell, classic, caught red-handed admission of false flag terrorism, pre-planning false flag terrorism to justify an attack on Syria. It's brazen, it's in your face. So, how did the mainstream media respond to this massive story? Remember, this is the admission of a false flag attack in order to create a war with Syria. So, how did the BBC describe it? They said it was a discussion of possible military operations in Syria. No mention of the false flag plan, no mention of the plan to attack themselves, blame Al-Qaeda, and then invade Syria. How did CNN describe the leaked audio tape in which Turkish military officials brazenly discussed false flag terrorism? They described it as Turkish officials discussing military strategies for Syria. Can you get any more of a euphemism than that? So BBC, CNN, both failing completely to mention the actual detail and the context of the leaked audio tape. Here's Reuters. You'll start to notice a trend emerging. They described the leaked audio tape as discussing possible military operations in Syria. Again, completely ignoring the actual content, the bombshell revelation contained therein. Here's the LA Times. Remember, the actual tape says they're planning on using Al-Qaeda terrorists as the scapegoat. They will themselves launch the attack on the Süleyman Shah tomb as a false flag. How does the LA Times describe it? The conversation revolves around a potential intervention around the tomb of Süleyman Shah. Yeah, the potential intervention is them attacking it themselves. And again, it's mentioned absolutely nowhere. How does the Washington Post and the Associated Press contextualize and report this brazen admission of false flag planning? It's allegedly heard discussing a military intervention in Syria. So again, on every single report, it says they're discussing military intervention or possible strategies in Syria. No mention whatsoever of the actual detail, the bombshell, brazen revelation, caught red-handed, admitting planning, staging a false flag attack, which they themselves will launch. BBC, LA Times, CNN, Reuters, Washington Post, Associated Press. None of them mentioned the actual content of the leaked audio tape. And you've got to give the USA Today praise because they're the only big mainstream publication that actually reports accurately on what was in this audio tape. Senior Turkish officials purportedly discussing a scheme to create a pretext for waging war on Syria. Now, even they don't give you the full details, but at least in the first paragraph, they tell you the actual content of the leaked audio tape, the brazen admission of pre-planning for a staged false flag attack. None of the other mainstream media outlets dared even mention the actual core of the bombshell story of the leaked audio tape. And of course, it was the same with the previous two bombshell leaked audio tapes. They obfuscated, they buried the true detail, the true story, the actual content of the leaked audio tape. In the case of Victoria Nuland, the US pre-plotting who to pick as the future puppet leaders of the post-coup Ukraine government. They buried that and made the entire story about how she said fuck the EU when that wasn't even the actual nub of the story. Same with the more recent Tymoshenko leaked audio tape, where she brazenly says that Ukraine should just nuke Russians and kill them. Again, completely buried by the mainstream media. They were all still obsessing about the missing Malaysia plane. This is why people are deserting the mainstream media in droves. This is why MSNBC just lost another quarter of its viewers, having lost 50% in the previous year. This is why trust in establishment media continues to plummet. And it's not necessarily that they just lie about everything. Look at how they treated this bombshell issue. They made the story about Erdogan banning YouTube as he had banned Twitter the day before. They didn't explain to their readers why he banned YouTube to censor the fact that he's been caught, his government has been caught red-handed planning a staged false flag attack as a pretext to launch a war with Syria. And in almost every single mainstream report, they do not mention that fact. This is how mainstream media works. They frame the debate, they take a story, they spin it, they play up certain angles and completely blacklist, bury others, which in this case is the key focal point, the bombshell revelation of the story. Fascinating exercise in mainstream media spin and censorship. And it's up to you to get this story out because the likes of CNN, BBC, Associated Press and others certainly aren't going to do so. This is Paul Joseph Watson reporting for Infowars.com.